This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Helen Williams on the line with World Missionary Press, and we're going to be talking about kind of a cool project they've got going. You've all heard about the refugees coming from Syria and other Middle Eastern countries, and they're on their way to Europe. They're entering Europe, and some churches have gotten a hold of World Missionary Press, and they're asking for a little help. Helen, could you fill in some of the details?
Sure. This is an exciting project for World Missionary Press. We like to be able to respond quickly to natural disasters or whatever people movement comes up, and when the Lord opens doors that might have been closed to us before. So this is exciting for us, and we're also really thrilled that the body of Christ in Europe, all sorts of churches and ministries are taking this advantage, taking advantage of this opportunity and reaching out. Our first contact with some churches in Hungary was earlier in the summer, and they sent in requests, and they said, you know, we're reaching Muslim refugees who they're being arrested at the border and taken to train stations, and they stay there for a few hours. So they were going to the train station, helping with food and clothing and giving out the gospel, and they indicated that, you know, one of our problems is that we don't have translators and we aren't able to speak the language. So they were looking for literature. Additional literature. They'd been using our booklets before, so we sent some. And then about a month later, in August, we got another email from them saying there are thousands of them now flooding into Hungary from the Middle East and from Africa. Some of them are living in the train station of Budapest, and we need booklets. And the last word in their email was help. So we sent booklets, and we got an email from them saying they arrived. We're going to hand them out to the Syrian refugees in Hungary from Hungary. That are in Hungary now this week. So they got the word. It takes about 3 weeks for things to get from here to there, and they were able to use them when the flood really started to move into Hungary. And then there was another church group and a Bible college that had been sending teams out into various parts of Hungary, ministering to the refugees and the immigrants coming across the border into Europe. And they've been sending out these teams, and they said, we've been giving out the World Missionary Press book, How to Know God, which was written with a Muslim mind in our thoughts to present the gospel to the Muslim mind. And almost every person that they gave it to received it gladly, said it's a great way to communicate, but we need a larger order. People are coming and coming and from different languages. So we sent about 12,000 booklets in Arabic, Farsi, Hungarian, English, Urdu, Dari, Bengali, Uzbek, French, and German. And when I sent him an email and told him what was coming, I got this. It said, thank you so much. We are blown away by the work of the body of Christ. He said, even if the refugees are routed from Hungary, we're still going to be working with them across the border in Serbia. So even as this group of immigrants moved through Hungary and then on up into the rest of Europe, they were going to do what they can to continue to meet their needs. So these were coming through Hungary, and then we started getting emails from other parts of Europe. We got an email from Sweden, and this pastor said, we've got immigrants coming in. Sweden already has a large immigrant population, and they had been ministering to the immigrants that had settled there, but this was now part of this new influx. So he said, we desperately need more booklets. So he gave us another list of about 10 languages, and we sent those. And that was a follow-up to what they were doing. And then we got an email from a pastor in France, in Calais, and he said, I'm working with these immigrants, and there's just so many, and we need material in different languages. So he asked for material for Afghanis, Iranians, those from Eritrea, Kuwait, Sudan, Syria, Egypt, and lots of others. So we sent him what he had asked for. Then our coordinator in Finland, and a coordinator for World Missionary Press, is someone in the country that receives a large supply and then helps distribute within the country. It saves us a lot of money in shipping and makes things readily available. And he said, we have a good time now to work in Finland. 30,000 immigrants from Syria are here, and we need Arabic language material. And gratefully, in his last shipment, he had received Arabic material, and so now he had on hand what he needed to meet the needs of these 30,000 Syrian refugees or immigrants who were coming through. We got another email from a man in Finland saying, we're working among the immigrants. The number is just unbelievable, and he asked for booklets in Arabic and Persian, Farsi, and Dari for Afghanistan. So these immigrants are coming out from all over, and I think it's so exciting that these churches and these ministries, these pastors are saying, we can do something about it. This is an open door. These people in their home countries may not have been able to get this kind of access to the scriptures. We might not have been able to reach them there, but now they're here. And then just in the last week, a week ago, we got two requests from Germany saying, okay, they're settling here. They're coming through. This is an urgent need. And primarily they ask for materials in Arabic. So we sent all those, and that's all within the last few weeks. And so we expect this to continue as these refugees settle in the different parts of Europe, because we've seen that the body of Christ is aware and taking advantage of this. So this is exciting for us. Part of what we do is provide, well, actually what our vision is to provide free scripture booklets in the languages, the heart languages of the world. And so we have free material available in 343 languages, and that covers a great deal of the world that would speak at least one of those languages. So this is an exciting time, and as always, because we supply things free of charge, and we send them free of charge, and we supply them as we can, and we keep printing. We are a grace ministry. We operate on donations, and I know that there are humanitarian needs, but they need the bread of life as well. And so this is an opportunity for those here in the States who say, you know, I want to do something. What can I do? This is a way you can give those people the bread of life and encourage them. So I hope that kind of gives you an overview of what we're looking at on this project.
Oh, it's a wonderful overview, and we'll get to the answer to that, like how people can get involved. We'll connect. We'll give connections in a second. But as you look at as these requests come in, how do they initially know about World Missionary Press? Are these churches that have partnered with you, all of them, in the past?
Not always. Some have referred by others. Now, the first group in Hungary, they have used our material in the past, a few of them, but they have a larger group of churches, and so they pass the word along that this is a place where you can get material. If you Google for a certain Christian literature, our website comes up. A lot of people just find us by looking. In most of these cases, they've seen our booklet somewhere. Website address is on the back of our booklets. So the ones for Germany were referred by a ministry in the States that works with among Arabic-speaking people. So it's a matter of some of it's reference, a lot of it is someone telling someone else, but we can be found through our website.
And as one of the populations or one of the growing movements in the body of Christ is the orality movement, kind of the spoken word of God rather than reading it. Are there pictures or anything that go along with your scripture booklets that kind of maybe give an illustration of the gospel for people who cannot read?
Well, only one of our booklets, our small booklets, it's called The Way to God, and it is, there's a little less scripture in it, and there are some illustrations. It was written for children, but it is it's our most popular booklet around the world, considering the literacy rate in some places. And I, relative to the orality movement you're talking about, we find that in a family or in a group, usually there's a child that can read or has had some schooling or someone, and they find they read these to their family, and they become like storytelling, which is part of that idea. We hear a lot of testimonies of people, parents, grandparents, who do not read or do not have that, but they will listen to a child or a grandchild sit and read to them. And that's just really a great thing.
And moving forward, as I'm hoping and I'm expecting that World Missionary Press isn't going to stop this, you know, sending booklets over to Europe. How many more are you looking to send, and how can our listeners help?
Well, we're going to send whatever our distributors over there can handle. And I think that this movement, and this opportunity has broadened their horizon, if you will, and that some of these that were getting maybe smaller shipments are going to be looking to get larger. We also have a contact in Denmark that's looking to centralize things in Europe so that material is more readily there available there, and they're looking for placing an order for 500,000 booklets in lots of languages for Europe so that they make things available through them, probably through the European Union, but it would be easier for them to send them from country to country. So we are going to send whatever people ask for. We expect this to grow as the churches, but I can't really put a number on it because we respond as the requests come, and we just tell them we'll keep sending it. And this man that asked for a larger shipment, for him, that's a larger shipment, 12,000 booklets. For us, it wasn't. But to him, and to be able to receive them, I think that will encourage them, and I think we'll see more of this. And so this is going to be continuing, and I think it will grow. I cannot give you, outside of the shipment to Denmark, which is going to be sizable, and we will have to print for, and will be in various languages of those coming into Europe and those already there. People can contribute by going to our website, www.wmpress.org. It's wmpress.org. There's a place on there to donate. They can call in here and talk to our finance department. We're at 574-831-2111. Just tell the receptionist you'd like to make a donation. You can do it through a credit card. You can do it through PayPal. There's different ways to do it. You can send a check. You mail it to World Missionary Press, Post Office Box 120, New Paris, Indiana, 46553. So there's lots of ways. And because our booklets are so inexpensive, we can send one booklet for 5 cents. So even if someone only sent $5, they've sent a large number of booklets already. So it's not that we appreciate all gifts. There's nothing too small because of what the Lord does with it here. Kind of he blesses the loaves and fishes here.
Amen to that.
I don't know if that's the information. I hope that's the information you're looking for.
It is. It's wonderful. And I'll wrap up by reminding our listeners, I've been speaking with Helen Williams. She's the Freight Shipments Coordinator for World Missionary Press, and she's giving us the inside scoop about what God is doing through this refugee crisis. And it looks terrible. You hear terrible stories, but at the same time, God is at work. Helen, thank you so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
All right. Thank you, Katie.